Detective Barry Gilbert stood with his hands in his pockets, his collar up to protect his neck from the frigid north wind, and stared at the body. A young woman, around 30, lying face down, knees partially bent, her blonde hair blowing across her left cheek. February 18, the coldest day so far, with a wind chill of minus 40 Celsius, and the woman was frozen solid. No telling when she died, no wallet, no purse, no coat or hat, wearing a baggy sweatshirt, black exercise tights, and running shoes. He looked up. He knew the uniforms wanted to get back into their patrol cars. He gazed across the icy expanse of the harbor where he saw the city, the sleek bank buildings, the sky dome, the CN Tower. The harbor was icebound. Most of Lake Ontario was icebound. There hadn't been a winter this cold in a long time. He took a few steps back, then went around to the other side of the corpse. He looked up the pier road to Cherry Street. Where was that detective from Auto Squad? The pier road was blown bare by the wind, but tongue-like drifts of snow with tire tracks through them extended here and there from the ditches. Tony Malcolm from the Forensic Identification Unit photographed the tracks. Gilbert squatted. He looked at the woman's left hand. A ragged gash about 2 inches long gaped from the fleshy side of her palm, frozen open. How did she get that gash? It certainly wasn't a defense wound. A bite mark? Cause of death wasn't readily apparent. The young woman had been dumped here after the fact, on the edge of the pier, next to the looming silos of the Dominion Malting Company. His partner, Detective Joe Lombardo, walked across the gravel parking lot from the adjoining offices of Dominion Malting. He hopped over the shallow ditch and came to the edge of the pier. "He's inside," said Lombardo. "Whenever you're ready." "Where's Auto Squad?" asked Gilbert. Lombardo shrugged. "Are we going to roll her?" he asked. "Not yet." Gilbert pointed to the barley silos. "I want to go up there. I want to see what things look like from up there." They both looked at the nearest silo. A zigzagging fire escape went to the top. "Are you sure it's safe?" asked Lombardo. Gilbert stared at the fire escape. "I'll take my chances," he said. He walked across the parking lot to the silo. His eyes strayed over the ground. The ground here was bare, landfill added inch by inch over the years to what used to be marshland. He stooped. Barley kernels studded the ground. He glanced back toward the body. Kernels were frozen into the ground everywhere. Also, the ground was darker, like it had old coal mixed in with it. "Hey, Tony! I want you to take some of this dirt back," he called. Tony nodded. At the foot of the metal stairs, he again looked back at the body and calculated a rough distance, always taking distances as if death were something that could be measured. He began the climb. Lately, he felt tired, and he was having a hard time remembering which murder was which. The wind whistled through the steel slats of the steps. His footsteps clanked dully. This one might stand out, frozen solid, a young woman as yet unidentified. He felt sorry for her, whoever she was. She looked like a real victim. And she looked so alone on the edge of the pier like that, so cold and abandoned, with the snow drifting against her body. Crazy thought, but he somehow wanted to comfort her. Maybe because she reminded him, with her blonde hair, of his daughter, Jennifer. He wanted to take his coat off and drape it over her frozen form. When he reached the top of the silo, he clutched his collar tightly to his throat. The wind needled him with polar intensity. The sun, a taut white ball, shone far to the south. The L-shaped archipelago of the Toronto Islands sliced the inner harbor. Lake Ontario was an infinite windswept expanse of white, the coldest day of the year.